Hello, folks, and welcome back to the Loveless Podcast. My name is Will. I'm a certified relationship coach, and I want to talk a little bit more about Tinder today. But not just Tinder, online dating in general, and what you can do to be more attractive to people online. And now this really does depend on the website you use, the app you use, and you know what you're looking for. For example, if you're looking for a long-term relationship compared to a one-night stand or just having fun, or you just want to have a couple dates with somebody, then those are completely different profiles that you want to put out there. You want to put out something a little bit different for each one of those things. And I'm going to dig in a little bit about the long-term relationship one first. Now, when you think about a long-term relationship, you might think about 2-3 years. And then maybe you're together forever after that. Maybe you have some kids. Maybe you have a dog and a cat. Maybe you have the white picket fence, the big house, cars together, all that stuff, a mortgage. All of that is in your wheelhouse, and you want to display that to other people. But how do you do that without feeling like you're needy or feeling like you're scaring people off? Some people are scared of commitment, or they're not really ready for a commitment quite yet, but they might be ready for it in the future. So how do you not scare those people off, but also show that you want that for yourself in the future? And if this is all you want, if all you want is a long-term relationship, you're not looking to date and go through the dating pool and do that whole, day after day, same old thing, dating different people. If you want somebody who's definitely into a long-term relationship, let it be known. Put it in your title. It's not going to scare people off. And the people that you scare off aren't the people that you want to be with anyway. So put in that you're looking for a LTR in your title, long-term relationship. So to calm it down a little bit, you can put something like LTR minded. So long-term relationship minded, which kind of leaves it open where you want a long-term relationship, but you're not only focused on a long-term relationship, you want to get to know somebody first. So you're minded in the long-term relationship, but you're willing to do the other things in order to get into that because you just don't have the time. You don't have the time to go through 100 people and swipe and read everybody's profile or anything like that. If they're interested in you, they just want to know up front, are you long-term relationship minded? Are you? Are they? Well, if they are, they'll see your headline and they'll be like, okay, this is cool. Let's do this. So I'm going to step back a little bit to the first episode of the Loveless Podcast, which is your photos. So photos for a long-term relationship have to kind of show that that's what you're into. Some friends and family would be cool. A little bit of adventure is great. A headshot is always great. A professional headshot is even better. And think about things that would make you attracted to somebody who wants a long-term relationship. Whether it's, pictures of hiking, biking, anything outdoors, is that going to be part of your long-term relationship? Is it just going to be hanging out and sitting on the couch after work every day and eating popcorn and watching TV shows? Those things are important to some people, and those are the kind of things that a long-term relationship is all about. You want to have somebody who's compatible with you and your lifestyle. So put those things in the photo and then move on to your description. So your description, this is your selling point right here. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where people will either come or go. The first couple things, they're important. They grab the user's attention, right? They grab the other person's attention. And then they read your description and you have to lay it out to them exactly what you want. If you're looking for somebody who has the same religious values as you, the same community values as you, make sure to put it in the description because you want to weed out the people that aren't into that kind of stuff, right? So you want to weed out the people. You don't want to waste your time. Getting to know people is great, but if they don't have the same worldviews as you, for a long-term relationship, if you're okay with that, that's great. But if that's a huge selling point for you, make sure to let it be known. I'm going to use one of my friend's examples because I think he did a really great job of expressing who he is and who he wants to be with in the future. He's a long-term relationship-focused person, and he put some things in his profile that were really important and really turned his profile around. And I sat down with him for, I don't know, maybe half an hour and went through his profile and looked at things. And, you know, we kind of went back and forth about the things that he really, really wants out of a relationship. One of them was he wants somebody who's into snow sports, either skiing, snowboarding, hiking and climbing, things like that. He was really into that sort of lifestyle. So he wants somebody that does the same things as him. So he put that in his profile. And from there, he could weed out the people that aren't into snow sports. He wanted a partner to do those things with. So take a few seconds, take a few minutes, think of the things that are really important to you, and then make sure that you put those in your profile. Family, you know, friends, having a good time, going to sporting events, going out for dinner, date nights, things like that that are really important to you. And make sure that the wording is concise, to the point, and doesn't ramble on. And that's because you only have about 2 seconds to capture somebody's imagination. And if you can capture their attention, you're more likely to find a suitable match. Now, I hope this information helped you out. And if it did, let me know. Let me know. Lovelesspod@gmail.com. Send me an email. Let me know what happened when you did these things to your profile. Because I've had some really great success with people in the past giving them this information. This is sort of the secret information, but it's right on the tip of your tongue, right? Like, you know what you should be doing, but you just didn't know how to get there. So send me an email. Let me know what you think. And for the Loveless Podcast, I'm Will, and I will see you soon.